Immigrant laborers in Pasadena, California, congregate along certain streets looking for day work, sometimes to the chagrin of nearby residents and businesses. Citing traffic safety concerns, the Pasadena City Council last night passed an ordinance to ban potential employers from driving up to hire these workers. NPR's Mandalita Barco reports.
Every day in front of a lumber yard at the corner of Fair Oaks and Villa in Pasadena, dozens of men stand around hoping to get hired for construction work, gardening jobs, and other informal day jobs.
Los patronos ya saben que aquí es...
Fermín Ramírez and the other men from Mexico and Central America say they've been coming to the spot for years because employers know this is where to find them. Almost on cue, the driver of an Alfa Romeo rolls up next to them and is immediately surrounded by the men, eager to be hired.
Okay, open the door.
The driver, Christopher Poole, a television executive producer for the PAX Network, says he regularly comes to this corner to hire workers. Today, he chooses one to go with him, promising to pay $10 an hour to help paint his new home.
I'm renovating my whole house, and I'm doing it mostly myself, but I just don't have time to do it all, and I need some help. And the contractors these days are priced through the ceiling. I mean, it's just out of my reach. These people need work, and we need workers. So what's the problem?
Vehicles are pulling to the side suddenly. They're stopping suddenly in the middle of the street. And it's a traffic hazard for both the workers and for other members of the public.
Pasadena's city attorney Michelle Beal Bonarice says the new ordinance is a response to complaints by neighborhood residents, though there haven't been any injuries at the corner yet. Other cities around the country have dealt with the complaints by ticketing or arresting the day laborers, but those laws are often struck down in the courts as unconstitutional, since soliciting work is not a crime. So what Pasadena is attempting to do is to go after the prospective employers as drivers, threatening them with fines of up to $271.
We have designed an ordinance that we feel is narrowly tailored to address the traffic safety and other hazards that are created by this type of activity.
3 years ago, MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, successfully challenged Los Angeles County's laws banning day laborers from soliciting on the streets. MALDEF attorney Tom Sine says he has some doubts about Pasadena's new ordinance.
To target only employers is unusual, but again, I think the important point is it has the same effect and would severely diminish day workers' ability to express themselves freely and to engage in their trade, which is a lawful and important one in California.
Sine says cities like Pasadena could simply enforce pre-existing traffic laws rather than draft measures to discourage day laborers or their short-term employers.
You simply cannot, by ordinance, regulate out of existence the law of supply and demand. And cities that attempt to do it have seen that they've failed.
Dealing with the demand side of the equation is somewhat novel, says Abel Valenzuela, an urban studies professor at UCLA. He says similar measures have been passed in New York and Texas to encourage more organized day laborer sites.
Most of these worker centers that are created by sponsorship from cities usually begin by targeting the workers themselves, trying to corral them, trying to convince them to seek work in these worker centers. And oftentimes, or sometimes rather, they fail because employers end up looking for workers outside of the worker centers.
Pasadena leaders hope to lure the workers and employers away from the corner of Fair Oaks and Villa over to a city-run employment center about a mile away. But day laborers say the center just doesn't work for them, and they end up waiting for weeks or months without work because only a few people get chosen to work there. Fermín Ramírez says he and the others know that negotiating work from the streets is a potential hazard, but they'd rather take their chances. Regular employer Christopher Poole says he didn't even know Pasadena's employment center existed. He's so used to coming to this corner to hire workers that even the threat of a $271 fine won't make him change.
Well, I'll just look around, make sure there aren't any cops, and I'll do it anyway, probably.
Pasadena's ordinance is set to go into effect in the middle of July. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.